Okay, we're on Daf Chet today, so we're Megillah 8a, page 15, Daf Chet. Okay, so if you remember on Thursday we did a Mishnah, and the Mishnah had the phrase "Ein bein Adar Rishon la Adar Hasheni l'kpida Megillah u'matanot levyonim." There's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni in an Iber year, you know, when you have a leap year, except kpida Megillah u'matanot levyonim, and then that began a series of Mishnayot that also have the phrase Ein Bein. And so now we're continuing on with the Mishnayot with Ein Bein, even though it has nothing per se to do with Megillah. So the Mishnah on Chet Amud Aleph says, Ein Bein Amudar Hana Mechaveiro, Lemudar Minu Ma'achal. Now, Mudar Hana'a means you have Reuven and Shimon. So either Reuven could say his property is prohibited on Shimon, that's one way, or Shimon can say he makes an eder that Reuven's property is prohibited to him. Either way, Shimon is mudar hana from Reuven. So ein bein hamudar hana mechaveru the mudar min ma'achal. So he can be mudar, he's not getting any hana, or he can be mudar, he's not getting any ben from the food. I don't know what happened. Maybe he didn't like the food. I don't know what happened. But mudar min ma'achal ella the reset a regel the kelim sheno sin ben ochal nefesh. The only nafkamina between those two is reset a regel, whether he's allowed to walk on Reuven's property. So if he's totally mudar hana from Reuven, he can't even walk on his property. Where if he's just mudar min ha'machal, he could walk on the property. And then kelim shemin ochel nefesh. If he wants to, let's say, borrow a keli that's got nothing to do with food, so if he's only mudar from the food, he can borrow the kelim. But if it's mudar min ha'machal, he can't. Now, Rashi points out that even though we said that he, let's say he was mudar min ha'machal, so he could borrow kalim from Shimon could borrow kalim from Reuven. That's only where those kalim are not typically leased out. But if those kalim would be leased out, so then it's considered as if Reuven is giving money to Shimon. In other words, if Reuven, he lends him his axe, and normally typically people would lease out the axe and lease out the axe for, let's say, $25 an hour. So it's as if Reuven lends it to him for free. So then it's as if Reuven gave Shimon $25. Those $25 he could use for food. So if that's the case, then if that is the situation with those kalim, then he can't even borrow those kalim. Even though it's not for food. Let me just do four lines in the Gemara, and then I'll pause and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? So the Gemara says on line three, how the inin kalim sheosim ben ochel nefesh. So the Gemara deduces, so if it's a keli that's used for food preparation, like a pot, pan, plates, things like that, so either way, he's prohibited with those kelim. If he's mudar ma'achal, he can't. And if he's mudar totally from all benefit, he can't take those kelim. And then we said one nafkamina is reset a regel. We said if he's totally mudar hana from his friend, he can't even walk on the property. But if he's just mudar min ha'machal, he could. So the Gemara says, "Hello, kapti inchi." What do you mean, like I can't walk on the property? People are not makpid if you walk on the property. Assuming that is the case, so if people are not makpid, so well, let me just. Some people wait and get in. Just give me 1 second. 1 second. Let me get this. All right. So the Gemara says. But people aren't makpid on that. So why should he be prohibited and walking over the property, even if he is totally mudar hana from his friend? So Amar Rava, Hamani Reb Lezer. So Rava says, our Mishnah follows the Tana Reb Lezer, the Amar Bitur Asur B'mudar Hana. Reb Lezer holds Bitur is like a gratuity, is Asur B'mudar Hana. Meaning, let's say you're totally mudar hana, I'm allowed to buy something from you. Let's say you're a baker. So I could buy a dozen loaves of bread from you. But let's say the minhag is people like a baker's dozen, you give 13 loaves. Let's say the baker throws in an extra loaf. That's called vitur, like gratuity. So the Tana Reb Lezer says, vitur asur b'mudar hana. So in other words, even though I'm Shimon and Shimon made a neder not to get any benefit from Reuven's property, and then Shimon buys a dozen loaves of bread from Reuven that he's allowed to do. He bought it. In other words, that's a straight business deal. But now it's not Reuven's property. Now it's Shimon's property. But then Reuven throws in an extra loaf of bread. So the Tana Reb Lezer holds that's prohibited. So just like he holds, that's like a type of gratuity. So walking on somebody's property you know, if he's mochel, that's a type of like gratuity. So our Tana follows Reb Lezer, then it's supposed to be prohibited. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did on the first mission of the Gemara? Yeah, you could, right. In other words, I can't get enough from your property, but, you know, when you sell me, that's fine. All right, let's see Brek and the Gemara. Okay, so I'm going on to the next Mishnah. We're on Pedim and Aleph, 8a, around line 6, okay? So Manithin, Ein Bein Nedarim LeNedavot, there's no difference between Nedarim and Nedavot. Now, Neder, and the Elah Shah Nedarim Chayab HaFriyutan, and Nedavot Einu Chayab HaFriyutan. A Neder is if a person says, Hare Alai. Nadav of a person says Hare Zu. So let's say a person wants to designate a korban. He could say Hare Alai or Hare Zu. So in either case, he's obligated by Neder to bring the korban. But there's a difference between the two. Nadarim are Chayabach Riutan. By Neder, if he said Hare Alai, let's say he said Hare Alai, and he designated a sheep to be the korban. And then the sheep got stolen, or something happened to the sheep. He's absolutely responsible to replace it. But if it's Hare Zu, he says, this animal is going to bring a korban. Something happens to it, then he's off the hook. All right, a lot of people coming in here. Yeah, Kana Nahara, we have 10 people on Zoom, including me. All right, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amy Nadarma.
How many people do you have in the base medra?
All I have is me and Yosef. So you definitely are, you know, leaps and bounds beyond
us. Guide of the times.
Anyway, so Manithin, Ein Bein Nedarim LeNedavot, El Shein Nedarim Chayav Achriyutan. So Nedarim, he's Chayav, you know, to replace, and Nedavot Einu Chayav Achriyutan. But Nedavot, he's not Chayav to replace them. So the Gemara says, Halinin Bal Ta'acher Zev Zev Shavin. So for the Iser of Bal Ta'acher, we know the Torah says in Parsha Kitetzei, you know, Kitior Neder L'Shem L'Kechelo Ta'acher L'Shamo. If you make a Neder, don't delay, you know, fulfilling the Neder. And even though so means we learned in the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, so we learned that the shear is three regalim, and there were machlokas tonight. What does three regalim mean? Does three regalim mean any three regalim? Does it mean three regalim beginning with Pesach? But either way, there's a time limit when to do it. So the Gemara is learning here when it says Ein Bein, it means for the Isur Baal Ta'acher, even though in the Chumash it says Ki Tidor Neder. So the Torah frames as a neder, Baal Ta'acher L'Shamo. The Torah doesn't say if you make a nedava lo ta'acher l'shamo, but Rashi points out that there's a gzeira shava, the Gemara in the Masechet Rosh Hashanah brings down, that applies to a neder and a nedava. So the Gemara says, Ha'lin Baal Ta'acher Zev Zev Shavin. So for the Yisra Baal Ta'acher, the Zelbazach, as we said, the same thing. All right, now the Gemara says, Tanatam, we learn the Mishnah in Masechet Kinin. Ezu neder, what's a neder? Ha'omer hare alai ola. A person says he accepts upon his responsibility to bring an ola. That's an example of a neder. Ezu hi nedava, ha'omer hare zu ola. And hare zu, that's a nedava. Uma be nedarim nedavo. What's the difference? Is the Mishnah still speaking? What's between nedarim and nedavo? Nedarim, meitu o nignavu o abdu. If the animal dies, it has a heart attack, or it's stolen, or it's lost, so if it's a neder, he has to replace it. Nedavot, if it's a nedava, nedava, then he's off the hook. Okay, so that's the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, where do I know this halacha that we have this distinction between neder and nedava in terms of achrayas? So the Tan Rabbanan, so the Gemara answers with another Bryce that's going to explain. The Tan Rabbanan, the near tzalola chaper alav. This is talking about if a person is bringing a korban ola, so it'll be acceptable to be mechaper for him. Rabbi Shimon Omer, etch alav chayav achriyuto. So, let me say this outside, then we'll do it inside. So the Gemara is saying that he doesn't have ritsui until it's actually brought as a korban. So which halacha does that apply to? So Rabbi Shimon says, etch alav chayav achriyuto. Means v'nir tzalo l'chaper alav. Alav, he's darshing the word alav. In other words, if it was a hare alai type of neder, then he's only off the hook once the korban is brought. Otherwise, he's off the hook. So he says, again, So Benani means the Tan Rabbanan. Ben Yirsalu Chaper Alav. Shinomer Etch Alav Chayabat Riuto. So it's an Alav type of korban. He's Chayabat Riuto. But Etch Ainu Alav. If it's not Alav, it's a Nadava. Ainu Chayabat Riuto. So the Gemara says, "By Mashma, how do I see that? I hear you saying it, but how do I see it from the language of the formulation?" Once a person says "Hare Alai," the person says that it's like it's loaded up on his shoulders. So Mamela means he's always responsible for it. All right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on then. If everybody's good, all right. So we're on Chedav and Aleph, around 20 lines down in the third Mishnah on the Daf. Okay, each one is Ein Bein. Now we have another Ein Bein Mishnah. Okay, Man Ethan. Ein Bein Zav HaRoash Tei Re'iot, the Roash Shalosh El HaKorban. There's no difference between a Zav. A Zav is a man who has an emission, and it's not semen. It's Ziva. So Ziva is a different color. I think sometimes they try to translate it as like gonorrhea, but I don't think it's really gonorrhea. But with the ziva, so if he has two re'iot, he has to count seven clean days. If he has three re'iot, he has to count seven clean days and bring a korban. That's with the zav. Okay. Now with the zav, so the two re'iot, in order to be considered two re'iot, it would have to be two emissions on the same day, or two emissions on consecutive days. If it's three re'iot, so it would be either a re'iot on each consecutive day, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or it could be two re'iot on Monday and a third re'iot on Tuesday. All right? If he only has one re'iot, he's just like a Baal Keri. So Baal Keri just goes to the mikvah and then he's Tahor. All right? You're good? Or either three on the same day, or three on three separate days, or two on one day and one on one other day. Okay, so now, let's see back on the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah, Ein Bein Zav HaRoash Tei Re'iot, LeRoash Shalosh El HaKorban. Now, for this Gemara, it helps to have a Chumash in front of you. So I encourage people to have a Chumash. If you have an Art Scroll Chumash, it helps even more because that's one I'll be going to be using. I'm opening up my Art Scroll Chumash right now. And we're going to need... thank you. Okay, so we'll need... Okay, so page 628, if you have an art scroll, Chumash. If you don't, it's Vayikra Perek Tedvav, Pasuk Beit. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hala'in Mishka Lomosha, the spirit Shiva, Zevzev Shabin. Yosef, can a mask you put on or not? Yeah. Okay, please do, because that's our protocol here, okay? So the Gemara says, Hala'in Mishka Lomosha, the spirit Shiva, Zevzev Shabin. So the implication of the Mishnah is, the only difference between two re'iot and three re'iot would be the korban. That's the only difference between the two of them, just the korban. So the presumably the Mishkav Moshav we've had before, it means the zav is an avatuma. Normally, if you're tamei and you touch something, it goes down a level of tuma, right? But by Mishkav Moshav, which is something designated for sitting on, it retains the same level of tuma. In other words, so if a zav sits on, let's say, like a sheet or a mattress, that mattress gets to be an avatuma also. And not only that mattress, if there are 10 mattresses, they're all avatuma. That's Mishkav Moshav, okay? So a halinin Mishkav Moshav, who's spirit Shiva, and counting seven clean days, Zezev Shabbat. So apparently they're the same. For those dinim, they're the same. So Marani Mili, where do we know this halacha from? So the Gemara says the Tana Rabbanan. We learn in the Brisa, Rabbi Simai Omer, Mana Ktiv Shtayim Ukro Tamei, Shoshut Kro Tamei. So here's where you need the Chumash if you have a Chumash in front of you. So this is in Vayikra Perek Tedvav. So if you look in Pasuk Beit, it says Dabru Bnei Sof Amar Temleihem, Ishish Ki Zav Nivisro Zavo Tameihu. If you look at that pasuk, the number of times it mentions Ziva, so it mentions twice. It mentions Ziva. It says Ki Zav. So it mentions Ziva twice, your Tamei. And the next Pasuk, it mentions three times. You look in Pasuk Gimel, Vizosa Timotoba Zobo, one, Barbasavo Zobo, two, Ochimisro Zobo, three, Tumatohi, mentions it three times. Okay, so back in the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Simai Omer, Manaktiv Shtayim Ukro Tame. The Torah mentions Ziva twice and calls the person Tame, that was Tedvav Bey. Shalosh Ukro Tame. And then the next Pasuk mentions Ziva three times and calls him Tame. Haketzad. So how does that work? Is it two or is it three? What's the difference between two? Shtayim Latuma Vishlosh Lakorban. So the Tana of the Brisa says, which is Rabbi Simoi, that it means two, you get the full-fledged tuma that you're capable of a zav and you're Tami Mishkav Moshav. And then three, you qualify for the whole enchilada, your chayav korban after the 7 clean days. Okay? That's the Brisa. So now the Gemara has questions on the limud from the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Ve'emar, shtayim l'tuma below the korban, shlosh l'korban below the tuma. The Gemara says, maybe it's the other way around. I see two and three. Maybe two is shtayim l'tuma below the korban. Maybe it's two tuma and no korban. And shlosh is a korban and no tuma. In other words, when it says no tuma, it means you'd be like a baal keri. In other words, we think maybe it means like this, that the two person, he'll be chayev, right. He'll got the full-fledged tuma, like the Mishkav Moshav, but then maybe with three and no korban, maybe three, you get the korban, but you don't have the full-fledged tuma. You're like a baal keri, below the tuma. So the Gemara says, Amri, so the Gemara says, look, but to get to three, he saw two. It doesn't make sense that he goes down a notch in Tuma. In other words, to be three Rios, he had two Rios. So two Rios, you're saying he's got the full-fledged Tuma. It doesn't make sense that he two, he's got the full-fledged Tuma. It doesn't make sense. Three, he drops down to about Terry. So the Gemara says, okay, that's true. Let's try another scenario. The Amar, Stein Lekorban below the Tuma. Maybe two, he's just for korban and not tuma. When not tuma means he's just like a baal keri, but not the full-fledged tuma like we said with the zav. Maybe that's a korban, low tuma. Shalosh, afla tuma. And then three, you're up for the korban and the tuma. So that's the question we have. So, okay, so let's stop and let's think what we learned for a second, okay? So again, in the Mishnah we learned that the only difference between a zav who has two re'iyot and a zav with three re'iyot is two re'iyot, you get the full-fledged tuma, and three re'iyot, you get the full-fledged tuma, and you chayav a korban. So the Gemara says, that's nice, where do I know this halacha from? So the Gemara quotes a brisa, Rabbi Simai says, we have two psukim. One pasuk says, you see zov zov twice, tame. Another says zov 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 three times, tame. So one is teaching me that two, I'm chayav for the tuma, and three, I'm chayav even for the korban. So the Gemara says, okay, that's interesting, but maybe, two is, maybe it's not that way. Maybe two is just korban and not full-fledged tuma. And then three is the full-fledged tuma and the korban. So maybe it's sort of like flipping over the analysis the way we had thought in the Mishnah. In other words, maybe two isn't like the full-fledged tuma. Full is the full korban, but not the full-fledged tuma. And then three is the full-fledged tuma and the korban. Okay, so that's the question we're leaving in place. Now we're going to address that question. So the Gemara says, Lo Salchadaitat. I wouldn't think that svara that we just mentioned. He says, the Tanya, because now we learn in another Brisa, he's now, so here we quote another Pasuk, and if you have the article Flemish, it's on page 630 on Pasuk Tevav. You don't have it, it's Perek Tevav, Pasuk Tevav. Tevav, Tevav. So it says, the last Pasuk in the Parsha like is in the Sefer Torah, he's bringing the Korban. The chiper lava claim the thing Hashem mizovo. Hashem will bring him kapara mizovo. So back in the Gemara, lo sakadai tutani with chiper lava claim the thing Hashem mizovo. Mix the zav in midian korban and mix the zav in ein midian korban. Now the way we had it before, the way in the our question, everybody brought a korban because we said maybe the two brings a korban but he's not full tame. The three brings a korban and he's full tame. But the two and the three both bring a korban. So with that, we had a question. We didn't know how to resolve that. So now the Gemara puts another price. It says, "Bechir lo b'chein mizovo." Mizovo means like the way the Gemara is interpreting, like from the zavim. He says that some zavim bring a korban, some don't bring a korban. So I know right away that all the zavim are not bringing a korban. Haketzad, this is still the brisa. Ra'ash shalosh mevi. If he sees three times, he brings shtayim no mevi. Two, he doesn't bring a korban. So then, let the price not done. O eno el ra'ashtayim maybe, ra'ashlosh eno maybe.
maybe two he brings and three he doesn't bring. So Amrit Ashto Rashlosh Rashtain. So that doesn't make sense because to get to three, you had two. So if you're saying when he brings two, he's got to bring it, then three, you would sort of bring it. Okay, so that's the Braisa. So again, I have one lima distinguished between two and three, and then we had a question with that two and three, because we thought maybe, yeah, we distinguished in two and three, maybe two brings the korban not full tuma, but he brings a korban, and maybe three also brings a korban full tuma. Then we had another pasuk that taught us, no, not all the zavim bring it. So there's only some bring it, and the Braisa says that the three is going to bring, not the two. Wait, we're not done. Give me for six lines and we'll pause. So the Gemara says, v'itzrich Reb Simoi, v'itzrich Mizobo. So I need both limudim, the Gemara says. The imid Rebbe Simoi, if I only had Rebbe Simoi's limud, which was Pasuk Beis and Gimel, the two and the three, Havamina Kikushan. So I'd say like the question we had, yeah, I got two and three, maybe two is the one that brings a korban, and maybe three is the one that also brings a korban, but everybody brings a korban, but it's just the two is not full tumah, and then the three is full tumah. So that's the question. We will have the question. So Tamash Malam Mizoval. So Mizoval, now they don't all bring a korban. The Imizoval, if I only had Mizoval, Lo Yadana Kamariyot. I wouldn't know how many emissions he has to have to be chayav a korban. Maybe it's three and four. How do I know it's two and three? This is Tamash Malam to Rebbe Simon. Okay? So let's just pause for a second. Let's digest what we did, and then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? So again, we're doing these Mishnah Ein Bein, which have nothing to do with Megillah, but with Ein Bein. So the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Zav, again, if a Zav sees one Re'i, is like a Baal Keri, that's it. Now, Ein Bein Zav Rosh Shtei Re'i Rosh Shalosh, between the two and the three, is just the Korban is the only difference, but they both have to count seven clean days. So the Gemara says, how do we know this Halacha? So first the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rebbe Simoi, that one Pasuk says, Zov, Zov, twice, then Tamei. One says, Zov, 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 three times, Tamei. So the Gemara says, or Rebbe Simoi says, that one is for, teach me that the two is Tamei and doesn't bring a korban. The three is Tamei and does bring a korban. But the Gemara had a kasha on that. Maybe it means everybody brings a korban. Maybe it's the two is not full tuma and the three is full-fledged tuma. So that's that limud. Then the Gemara quoted another limud, another Bryce that says, but parallel between the Nation Mizovo, that not all Zavim bring a korban. So the Gemara takes it that that if I put those two together, I end up knowing that since they all don't bring it, we're dealing with the more serious group, which is the two and three group. So it's the three is going to bring the korban, not the two. And then if I only had Mizovo, I wouldn't know it's two and three, three and four, whatever, how many do. So well, everything together, I got it. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far?
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up, Ruth?
You're talking about three or four emissions in one night?
I spoke about this a few moments ago. I'm going to repeat myself again, okay? So again, it means either he saw one emission on each of three consecutive days, like one emission on Monday, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and it doesn't have to be at night. It could be any time during the day or night, and it's not semen. And then, or he saw two on one day and one on another day, or he saw three on one day. That's three emissions.
What is it?
It's I don't know. It's an emission that has a different color than semen. That's all I can tell you. All right. Okay. Yosef's got a question. Yeah. Yes, I think it means that the Gemara takes it that the ones he's in a different category. He's just going to be like a Baal Keri. So we think he's in other words, like here again in this parsha. In the parsha, we're talking about the Zav of two Re'iot and three Re'iot. That's what we're talking about in this parsha. So of the ones that we're talking about in this parsha, so the Mizovo, not all of them bring it. That's the way I would say. Okay? All right. I'm going to move on unless there are any more questions. Okay. Okay. Everybody mute themselves. Let me help you all and mute yourselves. Okay? Okay. All right. Let's get back. Okay, so now we're six lines from the bottom on Chet Amud Aleph. 8a, around six lines from the bottom. Now that you taught me, the word mizovo teaches me a drasha, right? Because we darshaned out on page 628, was it, or rather 630. On page 630, the Sukkot Bav, so he says, the Kippur Lava Kwayim is Nehashem mizovo. And mizovo taught me a drasha. So now that you taught me that, the Chiyatar Zav mizovo my darshan pay. Now there's another pasuk, which we haven't spoken about yet, but if you look at pasuk Yud Gimel, on page 630, this is Perek Tetvav Pasuk Yud Gimel, chapter 15, verse 13 in Vayikra. V'chiyathar ha-zav mizovo b'safa lo shabak imim. When the zav is purifying himself from resolve, he'll count 7 clean days. V'chiyathar zav mizovo my darshan pay. So the Gemara says, ha-humi ba'i le'elech betani. So the Gemara says, I'm going to darshan it out like I learned in the following braisa. He says, v'chiyathar zav, in words, he, as soon as he stops his emissions, he begins counting days. Mizovo, below mizovo benigo. Mizovo means, let's say he's a zav and he's also mitzora. He's in quite a situation. So now that his ziva has stopped, he can count 7 clean days, even though he's tamei as a mitzora. Now, for the tara and the mikvah, he's going to have to wait till he's done with the tzaras. But as soon as he's done with the tzaras, he'll immerse himself in the mikvah. But the 7 clean days he could do right away. There was mizovo, lo mizovo v'nego. He doesn't have to be done with the nego also. And then mizovo v'safar. It says in the pasuk, it says mizovo v'safar. So he says limed al zav al shtei re'iyot shetelim sfirat shiva. So this teaches me that a bazav that's of 2 re'iyot, he counts 7 clean days. Now, this drasha is going to be subject to a question on Amud Beis, but the Gemara is taking it like this. Mizovo, we use to say, like, some zavim, not other zavim, but the Gemara wants to say, mizovo, that even the one that was excluded previously in mizovo is included in the din of a safarlo, of counting 7 clean days. So the Gemara says, well, Odin, what do I need a limit for that? I could say a kavachomer. I don't need a pasuk. Imitami mishkavu Moshe, if, as we said, the Bav Zab al Shtei Re'iyot can give the high level of Tuma, mishkavu Moshe, what he sits on, lo yehitown sphir shiva, so shouldn't he have to count 7 clean days? We think it goes, it's like a package deal. So turn the page, we're on the top line on the Chedma Beis, shomeret yom keneged yom tohia. So the Gemara says, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is going to prove that's not true. Now, Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is talking about a woman. A woman could be a Zava, or a Zava Katan, or a Zava Gedola. Remember, the month is 7-11. 7 days during the month, she sees blood, she's an Ida. And 11 days during the month, if she sees blood, she's a Zava. There's a different type of Zava, female Zava. So if she sees blood on one day, she's a Zava Katana. If she sees blood on 2 days, she's a Zava Gedola, and then if she sees blood on 3 days, she counts and she has to bring a korban. So if she sees one blood on 1 day, she's shomeret yom keneged yom. So means she just has to keep 1 clean day. In other words, if she sees on Monday, you know, I didn't say something crap. I made a mistake. I got to go back. Yeah. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I got confused with the man and the woman. So if she sees blood on 1 day or 2 days, she keeps 1 clean day. So if she sees blood on Monday, and she sees blood on Tuesday, she needs to observe a clean day on Wednesday, and then she can go to the mikvah. Or if she sees blood on Monday, and then Tuesday is clean, then she goes to the mikvah. Okay, so but if she sees blood on one or twice, it's called Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees blood 3 times, then she's got to count 7 clean days. And again, that's a din d'oraisa, okay? So today we do it, like today we treat all the women as like Zavim, and there are other things added on as well. So Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom Tochiyah. So if she's the Zava Katana, that'll prove that what we said is not wrong. They're not correct. Shematama Mishkavu Moshav. So the Zava Katana is Matami Mishkavu Moshav. The Eina Tuna Sphere Shiva, but doesn't require 7 days. So you see the two are not definitively linked. Yafatal Titmal there. So don't be surprised. Sha'afati Shematami Mishkavu Moshav. So I would think that even though the Zav, going back to the man now, who saw two re'io, that even though he's been time Mishkav Moshav, lo yei taun sfirat shiva. I would think he doesn't have to count 7 clean days. Taman lomar, mizovo b'safar. So I have this limud, mizovo b'safar, mixav zovo b'safar, limud al-zav al-shtei re'iyot shton sfirot shiva. All right. So again, so we learned to drasha from mizovo. So we said, oh, what do we do with this other mizovo in this pasuk? So the Gemara had other limudim, but among the limudim the Gemara had, mizovo b'safar, that the mizovo people have to count. The Gemara takes it, the mizovo is like the person who was excluded from mizovo, or in another pasuk, and that's the zav bal shtei re'iyot. Okay, let me just get to the next mishnah, and then I'll pause and I'll take questions, and everybody will say whatever they want. Okay, so the first very wide line on Chenamid Beis. So Amli Rapapa L'Abaye. So Rapapa says to Abaye, Maishna hai mizovo demarbi beis zav bal shtei re'iyot. How come in this limud, which we just did, which is pasuk Yud-Gimel, mizovo becomes a ribui to say that the zav bal shtei re'iyot is included in the limud. Umayshna hai mizovo, and how come in pasuk tedvav I have mizovo with the korban? He says the b'mayi beis zav bal shtei re'iyot. How come in one it seems like we're including the zav bal shtei re'iyot, and one we're excluding the zav bal shtei re'iyot? That's what Rapapa asks Abaye. So Amar Lei, so Abaye says back to him, so what's the alternative? The alternative would be that Pasuk Yud-Gimel is also a miut. So Pasuk Yud-Gimel is also a miut. That would mean that that the Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyot would not count 7 clean days. So if that's what the Torah intended, that he should not count 7 clean days, lishto karamine. So why does the pasuk even have to say mizovo? Just say b'chiyat har hazav, and I would know, I would think that it's just zav with three. Well, it's b'chiyat har hazav. Okay, just 1 minute. And he says, "What?" And he says, "Now b'chitema." So I would think, but if I just say the chiyatar zav, wouldn't I say logically that includes also the zav with two re'iyot because he's also mitami mishkav moshav? No, I wouldn't think that. Shemar yom kinin yom tochiach. Shemar yom will say no, that isn't the case. B'chitema hamibayle mizovo v'lo minigo. But I have another lima that I need. I need like mizovo. He says. Below, what was the lima and below? I'm missing a word here. Where's the bach? He says, below means zovo minigo. That he just has to have tara from the ziva, not from also the taras. In kein lichtov kra b'chiyatar azav b'lichtov. Mizovo lamali. What do we mean mizovo? Lima alzav al shtei re'iyot shtam sfir shiva. So it's teaching me, in other words, it's not logical that it's teaching me a miut. It's only logical it's teaching me a ribui. Because if it's a miut, I don't need this whole pasuk. I would say, I don't know it anyway. That's what I would say. So if it's coming to teach me something, and I could darshan the pasuk one way or the other way, I'm going to darshan it as a ribui. Okay, now, 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let me look. Let me just check one thing. And then I'll open up the floor for all the questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? One second. All right. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts? Beginning where? Yeah, there's left. All right, that's the last 3 steps. Okay, we'll do it. Okay, hold on 1 second. Any other questions? Okay. All right, let's go back again. Okay, Yosef asked me to repeat the whole Gemara. So let me just... that's basically it. Okay, so let me say again. So the Gemara says, why do I need to? Why is this mizovo? I mean, I'm using it as a ribui to include bal zav shtei re'iyot, and the other one I was using it to exclude. So the Gemara says, so that's what Rapapa asks Abaye. So Abaye says, if I would think, what's the alternative that it's coming to be mamai? It's coming to teach me that the zav bal shtei re'iyot is not included in the requirement to count 7 days. So then lishto kramine. So just leave out mizovo altogether. This is v'safar lo, v'chiyat harazav, v'safar lo. When he becomes tahor, he counts. He says, why would I think that the Zav Baal Shtei Ra'ot is chayav to count? I would think he's not. He says, I said, logically, he's chayav because since he has such a high level of tumi, he's chayav to count. No, Shomer Yom Kenei Yom Techiach. Shomer Yom by the woman, it'll show that's nothing to do with anything because the woman is very tame and she doesn't count. So I would think the Zav is the same way. So I don't need it. So that's the real answer. So leave it out and I'll be good. So maybe I say, but I need it. But I need to teach you the Ziva, not also the Ziva and the Nega, like with the Tsaras. So him came the Tupra, the Chiyatar Azav. But it just say the Chiyatar Azav and then Belishtok. So it's teaching me, Shtei Ra'ot is telling Sphere Shiva. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. So in other words, the other pasuk, so the simple pshat is mizovo is a mir. That's simple pshat. In other words, all things being equal, it's a mir. All things being equal, it's a mir. So it's a mir. So I said not all the time being a korban. So but here in this pasuk, the mir doesn't work. So we're gonna sort of touch it up like a reboot. All right. I'm moving on to the next Mishnah. Everybody good? All right. So now we're on Chedem Beis, line 6. Everybody with me? Okay, Manitin, another Ein Bein. Manitin, Ein Bein Mitzor Muskar, the Mitzor Muflat. So Saras, as you know, is when a person has this type of blemish on his skin and the Kohen looks at it and declares him to be Tame. Sometimes the blemish doesn't have all the simanim of Saras, in which case the Kohen quarantines him for a week, and then he looks at him after the week. If during the week he has additional simanim, it has like it's got white hairs and it's spread, he declares him tame. But if it stays the same, then he's tahor. Everybody got that? So the one is called the Mitzora Muskar. He's like locked up. He's under quarantine. And the other is Mitzora Muklad. He's absolutely full-fledged, 100% Mitzora. So Ein Bein Mitzor Muskar, Mitzor Muklad, Ela Priya Ufrima. The only difference between the two of them is Priya Ufrima. Priya means growing the hair long, and Frima is rending the garments. Means the Mitzora, when he's a Mitzora, he says, Bigadavu from Yim Roshay Yim Farua, V'yasafam Yateh. Ein Bein Tahor Mitoch Hesker, the Tahor Mitoch Heklait, and there's no difference in the Tahor process, him Tahor after a quarantine, or Tahor after a Mitzor Muklad, that he has to have a body shave and bring the birds, and there's more to it, you know, than he has a 7-day process and he brings a korban, but it means everything that follows the tiglachat and tziporim. All right? Okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Halinin shiluach batuma and sevzev shavin. So the implication of the Mishnah is that for shiluach means a person being sent out of three machanot, or in Yerushalayim, it would be that he's totally excluded from the city of Yerushalayim. Betuma, and the level of Tuma, Zev Zev Shavin. So both types of Mitzorayim, was Mitzor Muskar, Mitzor Muklat, that's the same. So he's got to be outside. So Menani Mile, where do we know this halacha? Which is that the only difference between the two of them is the Friya and the Frima. The Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kamed Rav Huna. Reshmur Yisrael taught the following brayso before Rav Huna, "V'tiaroa koin mispachan hi, v'chibes begadav b'taher." That this is talking about when he was in Mitzora Muskar, and now the Kohen looks at him, and it's just mispachan hi. It's just like a skin disease, nothing, not sarad. V'chibes begadav, v'chibes begadav is like a coat. He'll be tovel his garments, and I don't know if there's more words in the pasuk. So it's Vayikra Yud Gimel. What pasuk is this? No, you got the wrong pasuk. No, I need the T.R.O. according to Spasaki. All right, let me find the pasuk. Give me 1 second.
Is it Yud Gimel Vav?
Yud Gimel Vav? Okay, wait, can you take a look?
Give it a shot.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you.
I don't know if that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, page 610, Pasuk Vav. Okay, so let's be back in the Gemara. So, now, but Tahir, not be it har, he will become Tahor. The Tahir, the way the Gemara understands it, is like he was Tahor. Tahor mi priu prima de meikara, meaning from the get go, he was never chayiv on priya growing his hair long and prima rending his garments. So he says, so if he's a Mitsora, Musgar, and now he's released, he says, but Tahir, he was always Tahor, it means he was always exempt from Priya and Prima. So Amalei Rava, so Rava says, presumably to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, El Miata Gabi Zav, by the Zav, it says, he'll also wash his clothes, it means he'll immerse the clothes in the mikvah, and I think it says, Rachatz Kol B'Saro, and he'll immerse himself with Tahir. What do you have that's in, like retroactive over there by the Zav? You don't have anything that he was ever always exempt from. Ella, the pshat in that pasuk is tahor hashta minatami klicharis behesed apagav the hadar chazi lo mitami lemapreya. So the pshat in that pasuk that when he immerses himself in the mikvah, the tahir by the Zav, that he'll be tahor. So that if he touches a kli cheres behesed, he indirectly touches a kli cheres, and then it turns out, in other words, he was a zav, and he counted seven clean days, and he went to the mikvah. Let's say today is Tuesday, was the seventh day, and he's tahor, and he went to the mikvah on Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, but that's provisionally, providing he doesn't have a re'ia before nightfall, and then at 2 o'clock. He indirectly removed a kli cheres. And then at 3 o'clock, he saw Ziva. So now, notwithstanding the fact now retroactively he's Tamei, that kli is not Tamei. So Hachanami, so in the same way, we're going to darshan the Pasuk by the Mitzora, Tawar Hashta, Mitami Babila Mafreya, that if he was the Mitzora and he went through a week in being Muskar, and the kohen looks at him and he says, now you're good. And then he goes to the mikvah. And then he walks into a house. And if he was a mitzora, he'd be mitami everything. Then he walks out of the house. And then, lo and behold, his saraz grows. And now the tami declared him to be a mitzora. So the things that were in the house are not tami. Anyway, that's what the limud is. Anyway, but it doesn't help us with what we were, which is priya and prima. So Ella Marava, so press the delete button. We're trying starting from scratch again. Ella Marava Mehacha. So Rabbi says the Pasuk, the Limu would be from the following Pasuk. It says Vahatsarula Shabo Hanega. And again, the Gemara only quotes the beginning of the Pasuk. It's 13. What Pasuk is this, Fern or anybody? Does anybody have it quickly? Mem Hey? Okay, let's say maybe now. Mem Hey. Okay. Oh, okay, it says, he says, okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. He says, means that Pasuk mentions the obligation to grow your hair long and to rend your garments, but that only applies to Ru'a Sherbo HaNega. He says, in other words, the only question is, like, he was declared to be Mitzora, so did the Nega get better? And the Kohen will declare it. It says there, but the Kohen, the fellow who's Mitzora Muskar, Shein Sara Totally Gufo L'Biyamim. So if, in other words, his Tahara depends on Gufo by the Mitzora. In other words, if it clears up, so then he has to do Priya and Frima. But if it's not Talui with that, in other words, to his root Tahara, so if he's Muskar, and nothing changes, he's free, he'll be free to go. It says, if it's talui with him, in other words, with the gufo, then he's got to do freema, otherwise not. So, Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye says to Rava, Elamiata, If that's the way you're going to darshan the psukim, so we have another pasuk. It says, this pasuk is, now it's nevav. It says, that all the days of negabo yitma, so are you going to say nishitra totally begufo who's town shiluva? So that's the pasuk that says the mitzvah has to be outside the three machanot. So if you're going to say ashabo anega, that means it's the mitzvah muklat. So then that would lead me in the next pasuk to think that only the mitzvah muklat is sent out the three machanot. Maybe you say yataka, that's what the pasuk means. Bakatani, but we learned the Mishnah not that way. Tamuyi means he walks into the house, everything is tameh. So Amar Lay. So this was who's the one sentence is it?
Rava.
Yeah. So Rava says to Abaye, Amar Lay, Yemei, call Yemei the Rabot Mitzvah Muskar the Shiluach. In other words, you're right. If that's all I have, that's what I would think. But I have a ribui. Call Yemei. The word call is a ribui, and that's to include the Mitzvah Muskar the Shiluach. So the Gemara says, Ihafi, Tiglaka Mitziparim, Mai Tamalo. So if that's the case, that call is a ribui, in other words, it's Mitzvah Muklat, he's chay of the whole shebang. He's chay of free and freema. He's also chay of Tiklaka and Tziborim. And then I have call as a ribui, and it's teaching me the Mitzvah, this Muskar is a little bit, is in some ways, like the Mitzvah Muklat. So Ihaki Tiklaka and Tziborim, my Tamalo. So how come Mitzvah Muskar, when he goes through the Tara process, is not chay of to have a body shave and to bring the birds, the whole process that's in the beginning of Torah, and then everything else that follows that. The Katani bin Tower mitocheska, the Tower mitochekle, el tiklaka mitziporim. That is not the between the two. So how come not? So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says Amar Kra yatzal kohen nichutz lamachaneh binin irpan negahat sarat. He says the kohen will go outside the machaneh. This is talking about with the tziporim and the tiklaka. He says, "Vinin your pane got tzarad. The tzarad has been cured. Misha tzarat totally berufuot. We're talking about the type of tzarad that it has to get better. In other words, that the only way he can have tahara is that the blemish gets better. Yatzazesh ain't totally berufuot, but the mitzora that's muskar, he doesn't need refuah. If it just stays the same, he's okay. Elabiyamim. So it's not included that. Okay. So everybody good? Everybody happy? What's up, Vern? No. So, what's up? What's wrong?
I don't understand if the muskar has to go michutz to the three machanot,
right.
Why one would think, salkadatcha, that the muchlat would not have to go. It's almost like a kavachomer.
No. You know, something that was wrong there, what you said. That's not the way it was. He says.
But it was positive.
No, no, that wasn't okay. What we were thinking. He says, okay. Elamiyata, this is going back another, 10 lines. It says, Ko yimei neshenegabo yitma badan yishe michutz lamachana moshavo. It says, Elamiyata, Ko yimei neshenegabo yitma. So that means you have to be outside the machana. So there was never a question that the Torah Muchlak has got to be outside the machane. The only question was, what about the Mitzvah Muskar? So he said, so are you going to say, so if you're going to say that, if I'm going to darshan out the words, that, it's talui with the tzaras getting better, so then that would sound like only the Mitzvah Muklat has to be outside the machane. So that's the way it is. We said, that can't be the way it is. So the Gemara said, no. It says, call Yemei. Call is a ribui, teaching me not only the muklat, but also the muskar has to be outside the machaneh.
Okay, I heard it backwards. Thank you.
Okay, everybody good? Any other questions that we got? Okay, let me just do the next Mishnah and a few lines of the next Gemara. And then in another day or so, we're going to be in very drashi Gemara for a number of days. A number of days, we'll be sailing again. We're still sailing, but a different type of sailing. Okay. So the next Mishnah.
Some of this difficult.
All right. So that's the way it goes. Now the next Mishnah we don't understand this mission that we must be patient, and the Gemara is going to have different shatim with it. Okay, so manitin, ein bein sfarim letfilin mezuzot. Sfarim means any of the sifrei Tanakh, the tefillin mezuzot. Elish sfarim dechavim mechol lashon. Sfarim, the Gemara learns, can be written in any language, and we'll have to qualify exactly what this means. Utfilin mezuzot ein letavod al shurim, but tefillin mezuzot have to be written ashurit, means like written the way we write our Hebrew in the Sefer Torah. Rama Shimon Gamliel Omer, Apis Farm Luiturishi, Kapu El Yabani. Gamliel says even Sfarim, the only language that they permitted one to write it in, other than ashurit, is Greek. You could write the Sefer Torah in Greek. That's what Rama Gamliel says. Okay, so the Gemara says, Halatopron Begidim Latamid Yadayim Zeb Zeb Shabin. So first, we're talking about the difference between the Sifrei Tanakh and Tefillin Mezuzot, but the implication is that the Chiyuv for Tefira Begidim, Begidim are like the sinews, in other words, like it's the thread that Sofrim use, that would be the same by Tefillin and by Mezuzot and by the Sfarim. The emes is that in terms of the cloth, they don't usually use Begidim on the cloth in Tefillin and Mezuzot, but the only Begidim we would use is to sew the Batim, but if you would need, so that would be the way it would go. He says, and then he says, well, tell me anytime. If you want, you can have tomorrow. Welcome, Martha. Okay, so we're on page 16, three lines from the bottom. He says, well, tamid yadayim, that's a dindarabanan, that svarim are mitamid yadayim. And so if you touch the sefer, it's mitamid yadayim, because they didn't want people to leave, in other words, people would leave the truma with the svarim. He said, this is kodesh and that's kodesh, leave it together. And then rats would come, and then maybe they would, you know, eat the svarim. So they didn't want that. So they said, if you touch the sefer, it's metamei yadayim. You can't eat the truma. So that's like to make a disincentive to do it. Okay. So it means that they have that then. Okay. Now three lines from the bottom on the seven days. So Raminu, we pose the following contradiction. Now the Gemara refers to the following as a braisa. Although if you look on the side, the Mishnah of metamei yadayim, which is substantially the same thing. This is mikrash tovo targum. If he wrote the Pesukim in Chumash, not in Hebrew, but in Targum, Aramaic translation, the Targum is still the Mikra, or he wrote those Pesukim that are in Targum, and we have in Chumash, we have Igar Saduta, which is the Targum, and then we have in Sefer Daniel, you have a lot of Targum, and Sefer Ezra as well. The Targum is still the Mikra, and you wrote it in Hebrew, or Uktav Ivri, or if you wrote Ktav Ivri, is the ancient Hebrew script, not like our Ktav, which the Gemara elsewhere calls Ktav Libunga'a. He says, "Ainu matamid yadayim." So, in all those cases, it's not a kosher. It means it's not matamid yadayim. It's not a kosher sefer. It's not a kosher sefer. Ad shiktuvin b'ktav ashurid ala sefer b'gyo. So you write it with ktav ashurid ala sefer. It means in the cloth b'gyo with dye. So this Mishnah Braisa seems to say that you have to write everything in ktav ashurid in the original Hebrew. And our Mishnah said you can write it in any language. So Amar Rava, lo kasha. So Rava says there's no kasha distinction between our Mishnah, and I'll refer to that as the Braisa. On the top line, I've said Amar Rava. Khan, the Gofen Shalanu, in our Mishnah, we think write it in any language, is talking about using Hebrew letters. In other words, our Hebrew letters. So you'd be writing French with Hebrew letters. Khan, the Gofen Shalahen. Whereas that Braisa that says not kosher means to write French with French Latin letters or whatever. So Amar La Le Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava, "V'mayu kim kalahi the gofen shalahen." So what did you say that the brisa that we just did on the bottom of Chedron Beis is talking about? You know, using the non-Jewish script. So if that's the case, in other words, so the big psal is that you're using foreign languages, the foreign alphabets. I can't use Cyrillic and Greek and things like that. I can't use those alphabets. So my Yiriyah Mikra the Targum. So why does the Brisa even mention that this thing about Mikra, you wrote the Pesukim, you wrote it in Aramaic. He says the Targum to Mikra, or you wrote the Targum in Hebrew. I feel Mikra to Mikra. According to the Pshat that you want to foist on us, then even if he wrote the Mikra in Mikra, and he wrote the Hebrew in Hebrew, but he's using like a different alphabet, the Targum to Targum, or wrote the thing in Targum, wrote it in Targum, Nami. The Hakatani, because the Brisa says, Ashtaven Ashuri Sefer B'gyo. According to the way you're learning, the key is that he has to have to do an Ashuri. Ella, so the Gemara, different shot. Ella, again, we're trying to reconcile our Mishnah, which seems to say you can write the Sifrei Tanakh in different languages, and the Braisa seems not. Delokasha Harabanan Hamashabalil. So the Gemara says it could be that our Mishnah that says you can write the Sfarim in different languages, that's following the Shita L'Chachamim. Whereas the Braisa is following the Shita L'Chachamim. Rishlil said Hebrew, but he didn't say it's a Greek, but we're focusing on the Hebrew right now. So the Gemara says, but a Kushal Leel, then you don't have to have an Ashuri, you can also be in Greek. Elo the Gemara says, look, Pasha. Come to Sfarim, come to Film as Uzo. The Gemara says a different possibility that our Mishnah is talking about Sfarim. I'm using Sifrei Tanakh. Whereas that Braisa that we just read is talking about Tefillin and Mezuzot. Tefillin and Mezuzot my time. So what's the problem with Tefillin and Mezuzot? It shouldn't be who by you, by Yatanihu. So it says, Behayu Hadrima Eile, you know, and then you have to write Uktafta Mezubakat Shrepa. It has to be in the original form. So my Targum Shetavah Mikra Ika. So if that's the Pshat that the Braisa is talking about Tefillin and Mezuzot, so what Targum is there in the Tefillin and Mezuzot? He says, Bishlei the Torah, Yigar Saduta. So in the Torah, I have the words Yahagar Saduta, so that I got. Elahacha by Targum Ika. But what Targum could there be in Tefillin and Mezuzot? Okay, and that's going to be it for today. I got to go. Anyway, nice having everybody. And the recording.
Score.
1 second.